It's 10 a.m. and you're listening to The Jewish Hour on KBOO Portland.
KBOO proudly co-sponsors the Portland Folk Music Society's concert series featuring Sam Ryder and the Human Hands, an ensemble from the worlds of jazz and folk music. The show is Friday, February 21st, 7:30 p.m., at the Reedwood Friends Church in Southeast Portland. Sam Ryder has been a U.S. State Department musical ambassador, taking his accordion to at least six nations. For 6 years, Ryder has been band leader for Jazz at the Lincoln Center's youth program. The Human Hands feature the violin stylings of Oregonian Alex Hargraves. For more information about the Portland Folk Music Society concert series, go to the website kboo.fm and click on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of When We Cry on Sunday, February 2nd from 5 to 6:30 p.m. at the Siren Theater in Portland. When We Cry takes a look into the pain of a Black woman, seeking to bring awareness to the effects women endure when they remain silent. Again, that's When We Cry on Sunday, February 2nd from 5 to 6:30 p.m. at the Siren Theater, 315 Northwest Davis Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Guten Morgen, Boker Tov, Buenos Dias, good morning, and thank you for joining me today on this edition of The Jewish Hour. My name is Liz Schwartz, and I'm your host for today. This is my first show in the new decade of 2020, and in the spirit of newness, I thought I would feature music that is new, or new to me at least, bands I haven't heard of before, and some of these bands have actually been around for quite a while, but I just haven't, they haven't come across my radar yet, and so I thought, well, why not explore all this new stuff and get it out there into Jewish land in Portland and make sure that all of you guys know how great all this new stuff is. And in that vein, we opened the show with the Danish klezmer band Mama's Baba Ganoush. And Mama's Baba Ganoush is not a new band. In fact, they have been around since 2004. Their bio says it is the East meeting the North, strong Scandinavian roots merging with the vibrant dance music of Eastern Europe. From the ambience of Nordic pine trees to lively weddings in Romania, the music of Baba Ganoush gives a sense of both melancholy and ecstatic joy. They're based in Copenhagen. They've been around since 2004, and they tour all over the world. And in fact, if you are going to be anywhere near Chicago this summer, they're going to be in the Chicago area. So I recommend going to check them out. We started the hour with Tornado Albastru, off of their 2017 album, which I believe is their latest album, Mama's Baba Ganoush with Strings. Also off that album, Olympia Godmorgen Danmark, which I thought was sort of an interesting title, Olympia being like Olympia could be the Olympics, Pacific Northwest, and Good Morning Denmark is what it sounds like. Good Morning Denmark. And those of you who listen to my show regularly know that I often host a show called Danish Radio, Jewish Danish Radio, in honor of the eclectic non-format format of Danish radio back in the day. So we're going to continue now with more from Mama's Baba Ganoush, and this is off of their 2009 album, Klezmer Killed the Radio Star, which was such a great title. I just had to find something to play off of it. And this is called Teplikscher Scher. Boy, I just can't speak this morning. Teplikscher Scher. I need more coffee. We'll be right back. Podolian Prom by the Danish klezmer band Mama's Baba Ganoush. That was off of their 2011 album, My Heart Aches When the Angels Dance. Before that, we heard Teplicher, thank you for getting it right, Liz. Again, also from Mama's Baba Ganoush off of their 2011 album, Klezmer Killed the Radio Star, which has got to be one of the best album titles ever. This is the Jewish Hour on 90.7 KBOO in Portland, 91.9 FM in Hood River, 104.3 FM in Philomath, Corvallis, the Willamette Valley, and all over planet Earth at KBOO.FM. I'm Liz Schwartz, your host today. This is my first show in the new decade, and in the spirit of new, I am featuring music that is new to me, at least, if not new in and of itself, although I will be playing some music that's pretty darn fresh later in the hour. We're going to leave Denmark and head on over to Seattle and listen to a couple of tracks from a terrific trio called Brivele that I discovered recently thanks to my friend and former co-host Jack Falk. Brivele is a klezmer punk trio. They're very hard left. They do a lot of really interesting songs about social issues, and they also do a lot of sort of punk DIY kinds of things. I can't play a lot of what I'd like to play of theirs because they drop an awful lot of F-bombs on the air, so I can't do that, but I can play you a couple of tracks off of their EP, which is called A Little Letter, which is what Brivele means in Yiddish, and this is the tune, Spielzimmer.
Mir ist auf 25er auf Samerod nidreie und spielt sie mir Klasmor me chalida leia teia Rimcherom, gerimcherom Rimcherom, gerimcherom Rimcherom, gerimcherom Rimcherom, gerimcherom Weit schon raus auf 25er, auf Samerot, nicht Führer, und spielt schon mir Klezmer im Lech, dasselbe Kevos früher. Rimcherom, gerimcherom, rimcherom, gerimcherom, rimcherom, gerimcherom, rimcherom, gerimcherom. Fünfundzwanziger auf Sommer und nicht Zehner und spielt schon mir Klezmer am Lach dasselbe Kenor Scheine Rimcherom, gerimcherom Rimcherom, gerimcherom Rimcherom, gerimcherom Rimcherom, gerimcherom Schimmeräuser 25er auf Same Imperialen. Ich will beten, die Klezmer im Lach, sie sollen sich nie eilen. Rimcherom,
Spieljamir by Brivola. And Brivola is, as I mentioned before, a klezmer punk trio out of Seattle. They describe themselves anti-fascist klezmer folk punk trio who braid together oral history, Yiddish language, contemporary and old country musical genres, American vaudeville, and the visual arts. They are Maya Brown on vocals and banjo, Hannah Hamavid and on vocals and violin, or Hamavid, and Stephanie Brendler on vocals and accordion. And that song is actually kind of an interesting mashup of a couple of different things. If it sounded a little familiar to you, I think you'll realize it's from a song from 1925, Bei Chimir Ois Fintfutzwanziger, and Chim Chimmery Chim Chimmery by the Sherman Brothers, as they said, for Mary Poppins, Corporate Overlords. So it's a really interesting kind of mashup there. Here's some more from Brivola. This is a cover of Bruce Springsteen's song Hungry Heart, and titled Hungry Yid.
One, two, three, four.
איך הוא בוואי בונקינדים בלתי מודיף בין הרייז הפרגל מנצורי מי הטייפון סיינס וקומבקנט חוף הקרב וקומבי פרגשפנט ידר אין אבות החונגרי קרס ידר אין אבות החונגרי קרס גן גבל אבטן קרייסן שרס ידר אין אבות I had a basement room in Capitol Hill. When I moved in, rent was $350 still. Like the Amazon, don't know where it's flowing. It flooded in and I had to get going. Yeah, there ain't a foot of hunger in cars. Yeah, there ain't a foot of hunger in cars. Can you give it up and grace and shots? Yeah, there ain't a foot of hunger in cars. Everybody needs a place to rest. Everybody wants to have a home. Don't make no difference what nobody says. Ain't nobody like to be alone. Everybody's got a hungry heart. Everybody's got a hungry heart. Lay down your money and you play your part. Everybody's got a hungry heart.
Everybody's got a hungry heart.
Everybody's got a hungry heart. Lay down your money and you play your part. Everybody's got a hungry heart. Ooh, got a hungry heart.
Yeah, there ain't a foot of hunger in cars.
That sweet. I just love that. Brivola, their take on Bruce Springsteen's Hungry Heart off of their EP, A Little Letter, which is what Brivola means in Yiddish. They were just here in Portland. I'm sorry we all missed them over Martin Luther King weekend. They were playing at the old church. But they're based in Seattle, so they're not too far away. If you guys want to make a trip on up, they'll be playing and touring up there. And since they're just in Seattle, perhaps we'll be able to lure them down here to Portland again. Brivola on the Jewish Hour off of their EP, as I mentioned, released just about a little over a year ago, 2018. It's got a lot more hard-hitting stuff on it that I would love to play for you. It warms my lefty punk heart, but I can't play a lot of their stuff on the air because they are pretty liberal with the F-bombs. So just a warning, you know, this is hard, edgy stuff, and, you know, if that's not your thing, don't check it out. But if it is your thing, you should go check out Brivola. Look them up, Brivele. They have a Bandcamp page. You can listen to all of their songs there. You can download their album and learn more about them and when they might be playing again. Also, for all of those of you who like to go up to Folklife, they have been regulars at Folklife now for several years and most likely will be again because they're hot. They're awesome. All right. More stuff that's new stuff. Well, new to me anyway. That's what we're doing here on this first show of 2020, my first show of 2020. Music that is new to me that I just discovered and thought was worth sharing. So here's a group called Octopus. Octopus Klezmer. This is off of a live show from 2014. I think this is somewhere in France, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, they're hot, they're rocking. Hope you enjoy them. Thank you. What a fabulous hot mess from the Montreal, Quebec, Canada-based group Octopus, formed in 2010. They have been making a name for themselves all across Canada and have now started to tour in Europe, and hopefully we'll get them to come down to the lower 48 at some point. We heard a medley of their tunes from a 2014 live appearance in Montreal, and they're just terrific. They describe themselves as a fabulous witch's brew of traditional East European melodies blended with classical masterpieces and a sprinkling of Quebec song for good measure, a Quebecois take on a sort of classical balkanized klezmer. It is, in a word, spectacular. Oh, okay. Well, anyway. The Octopus for your listening enjoyment, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get back to some more new music in just a moment. I'm Liz Schwartz. You're listening to The Jewish Hour on KBOO 90.7 FM. You can listen to KBOO even when you are not near a radio by tuning in on your computer, smartphone, or tablet. The KBOO.fm website offers two web streams that are compatible with most media players, and you can easily download our free mobile app by searching for KBOO in Google Play or the iTunes App Store. Find out more by going to our website at kboo.fm/listen, and thank you. All right, we've got some more new to me. This is a group called Beyond the Pale, and they are going to actually be here in Portland in a couple of weeks on February 16th at the Old Church, which is pretty exciting. I just discovered them, and they're pretty interesting. I hope you like them. They are also out of Canada. There seems to be a lot of great klezmer music coming out of Canada lately, and I think that's awesome. And happy to bring it to you. This is a tune called Old Tenilor off of their album Ruckus from 2017.
Thank you.
Virtuosity of those musicians. That is Toronto's Beyond the Pale off of their 2017 album Ruckus, and this tune was called Ruckus in Ralia. Beyond the Pale is inspired by klezmer and Balkan style, but informed by everything from classical and jazz to bluegrass and reggae. And you heard kind of all those mixes and influences in this fabulous stew of really amazing talent, musicianship, and style. And they are going to be playing here in Portland at the Old Church on Sunday, February 16th. I will post more information about that show on the Jewish Hour site, which you can locate at kboo.fm/Portland Jewish Hour. The audio for today's show will be up there in about an hour or so, as will the playlist for today. So you can look at all the tracks that I played and check out the music and the groups. Maybe they're not new to you, but they're all new or newish to me, and particularly with regard to Breevola, for all of you punk lefty types who are not afraid of a few F-bombs, go check out the stuff I couldn't play on the air, because they're fantastic, very witty, very clever, really edgy, and yeah, just great stuff out there. All right, we're going to take a break from Klezmer now and talk about different kinds of new music. Beth Hammond, who I featured on my show last month, has rescheduled her CD release party, and that's going to be coming up this weekend, Sunday, February 2nd. From 4 to 6 p.m. at Lycum Brewing Company, which is at 58th and Burnside, East Burnside in Portland. Join Beth at Lycum Brewery for a concert of songs from her brand new album, The Watchman's Chair, plus a few old favorites. This concert is sponsored by the lovely folks at Shulchan PDX, which is a cool place to study Torah. There is no cover. She does suggest that people arrive early because seating is very limited and it's an intimate space. And she suggests to that you bring cash for CDs, download cards, and food and drink from Lycom's delicious menu of treats, including, yes, wait for it, kosher beer. So in honor of Beth's fourth album dropping, I'm going to play a couple tracks off of The Watchman's Chair. This is a setting of the Shehecheyanu that has some added English lyrics that are not a translation of the traditional Shehecheyanu prayer, but are kind of a complement to it. The original Shehecheyanu prayer is a prayer that says, "Thank you for preserving us and keeping us safe and bringing us to this moment in time."
There's a first time for everything. A first time, so the writers and the poets sing. Baby steps, a first kiss, a wave goodbye to the first one you'll miss. The first time you're taken seriously. The first time you find yourself with the keys to freedom, oh sweet freedom. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam shehecheyanu v'kiyemanu v'higiyanu Zman hazeh. There's a first time for everything. A first time, so the writers and the poets sing. First time in a strange new town. The first time you're caught with your guard down. The first after you've found a friend, feels like it'll never end. It could go on forever and ever. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam shehecheyanu. Keep him on. Sometimes it's hard to be thankful for what you have. If it means that someone else won't have enough. Am I naive to want a world where things are equal? And each of us has everything we need. I can't ignore all the pain and strife around me. Turn the volume down, pretend that it's not there. For we are all made in the same holy image. So when one is hurt, we all have weight to bear. Am I asking far too much? That we all started out that way. I don't think we're too far gone to begin to put things right so that our children will come to find a better way. Across the ocean is a place that we hold sacred, filled with history and beauty to behold. Many people call it home and call it holy. And there's more than just one story to be told. What would this world be like if we took time to listen? That our neighbor has to tell. Perhaps we'd come to know what we all have in common, that we all draw water from the same deep well. Am I asking far too much?
Beth Hammond off of her new album, The Watchman's Chair. She'll be doing an album release party February 2nd. That's a week from today at Lycum Brewing. I'll be posting the details on the Jewish Hour site. Thanks for joining me today, and Zygazint.
Massa mazin shabetulon, massa mazin nadadivona.